Bless you all for standing up and sitting down. Getting good workout on your legs. Good, good. Well, I'm just going to share for a little bit now and just talk about Christmas. Just out of interest, though, has anyone done all their Christmas shopping? Has anyone finished their Christmas shopping? Oh, wow. That's more than I thought. I wondered how many there would be. Is there anyone here who leaves their Christmas shopping till Christmas Eve? Interesting. Yeah, amazing. Some people do that. I can't imagine what that's like. We should send a camera with you and find out next year. Play it back at next year's carol service. And the first thing that sadly pops into my mind at Christmas isn't the birth of Jesus always. It's presents. And you know, presents are a massive part of Christmas to us. And as kids, we get excited because we see under the tree at home, these presents appear in the weeks before Christmas. And you get excited because you see them building up. You wonder what they are. You contemplate, you wish, you hope, you dream. And then the day comes and you can open them. But you're kind of teased up until that point. And presents are a sign of love for one another. That's why we give presents, to say to someone else, I love you. And the best kind of present you can give isn't always what someone knows they're going to get or what they want. But when you understand someone so much that you know what they're like and you think of something that they would love that even they wouldn't think of, and when you give it to them, they are like blown away and surprised. Now, unfortunately for Susie, my wife, that's a rare event in our household. But there we are. That's my fault. But you know what I mean? When you get a present and they don't know they're going to get it, and it's not what they've asked or what they wanted or what they've seen, but you've thought about it, and when you've thought about it and thought about them and you know them, you give it to them and they love it. And it's a sign of your love that you've taken the time to think about them, what they would like, to know them, to appreciate them. But there's always times when presents can be a real struggle, can't they? There's times when buying a present can be difficult, if we're honest. I remember when I was younger, one person it was difficult for was my grandmother, bless her. And she's a lovely person. And we always struggle, what do you buy for Gran? And we one year discovered that she loves things with frogs on them. She loves frogs. Oh, that was it, wasn't it? As soon as we knew that, we knew what every present for the rest of her life was going to be. It was going to be something with frogs on it. Tea towels, spoons, ornaments, bubble bath, you name it. We could find something with a frog on it for her Christmas present. And when you walked into her house, you were scared. Any room you walked into, it could have been the kitchen, the bathroom, the toilet, you know, the living room, the bedroom. There were frogs everywhere. It was like she had a plague on her. You know, in the Bible, there's a story. Some of you know where this is going. There's a story about a guy called Moses. And God says to Moses, Moses, I want you to go and tell the Pharaoh of Egypt to let my people, the Israelites, go. And so Moses says, oh God, he's not going to listen to me. He's a Pharaoh. He's a king. And so God says, well, if he doesn't listen, I'm going to send some plagues. And one of those plagues was the plague of frogs. And every time I walk into my grandma's house, I hear the words, let my people go. And for some reason, the image of my grandmother being this oppressor of people and nations around the world comes to my mind, all induced by my desire to give her gifts related to frogs. My grandma's a sweet lady, by the way. She's not an oppressor of nations. She never has been in government and done those things. But, you know, sometimes there's people that you really struggle with, and sometimes that can be your own mum. Now, ladies, I might break your hearts here and let you know about some of your Christmas present under the Christmas tree. But, ladies, if you have a round present wrapped under the Christmas tree and it can fit in the size of your hand, it's probably a bath bomb. Bath bombs, yes. Somebody was so pained by the idea of another bath bomb for Christmas. They're giving feedback. Yeah, another plague. And you can see Mum's heart breaking as she opens bath bomb after bath bomb under the Christmas tree. And you can see her look to Dad across the room, buying their presents this year. And at that, you could see my dad looking across the room, thinking, oh no, she knows I picked these presents out. And then she looks back across the room and clocks his look, the guilt, and thinks, he picked the presents. We don't even own a bath. Brilliant. But then the major question that I've always struggled with is, what on earth do you buy your dad? That's the one that's always puzzled me. What do you buy your dad? And I think that's something that can be universal. It doesn't matter how old you are or how old your dad is. You can always struggle with this one. And I've always been amazed that the tie rack went out of business. Do you remember the tie rack? It was that shop you would find in shopping centres, and all they would sell is socks and ties. And you'd think that with the mass amount spent at Christmas and on birthdays for dads on ties and socks, they would be open forever, but they're not. But you know, presents are given as a sign of love. They're given as a sign of love. Even if sometimes we get it wrong, the point we give them for is to say, I love you. And John Lewis made an advert this year that just captures that. And I'm going to just show this on the screens above. So hopefully this will work. Isn't that fantastic? The gifts you can't wait to give. I'm not sponsored by John Lewis. It'd be nice, but there we are. Doesn't really go with the career. But that line is brilliant, isn't it? For gifts you can't wait to give. And, you know, that line speaks about God as well. That actually, for God, there was a gift he could not wait to give. When he sees a world that hurts, when he sees a world that experiences death and sickness, where there's war and famine, God, for thousands of years, said, I've got a gift I can't wait to give. And that's Jesus. Because actually, in Jesus, God says there will be an end to war. There will be an end to famine. There will be an end to drought. There will be an end to death. There'll be an end to injustice. There'll be an end to sickness. There'll be an end to sin. And Jesus was the gift that God could not wait to give. Because in Jesus, that's accomplished. And we're waiting for the day when that is finally done, when he returns again. And so this Christmas, I'll challenge you. As you go back, as you open the presents, however you do that, maybe you're one of those family that neatly undoes the sellotape and saves the wrapping paper. Or maybe you're like me and you just tear it all up like you're still 5 years old. Don't forget to unwrap the gift that God could not wait to give. Don't forget to unwrap Jesus and let him into your life afresh. Because he will bring eternal life, hope, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. The gift that God could not wait to give, Jesus. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this Christmas and we enjoy so many things about it, we look forward to presents we're going to receive. We look forward to spending time with friends and family. We look forward to time off work and school. But God, help us to unwrap the gift that you could not wait to give. That you unwrap the gift of Jesus in our lives, that we would unwrap that. And thank you, Lord, that that gift is given to everyone. There's no exception. So I pray that you would prompt us this Christmas, and we would have that fresh encounter with Jesus by your Spirit. Amen.